Add dry eye relief to your routine with Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop with a moisture-rich, preservative-free formula enhanced with an active ingredient like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. This formula supports all three tear film layers and provides advanced hydration to instantly moisturize and soothe dry eyes. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make it part of your wellness routine. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey, darling.
Hi, Connor.
How are you?
Hanging in there.
Yeah, in a big way.
And like major, major hanging. Yeah.
That's good. Why? What's up? What's going on?
I mean, just like to cut right to it, I had a baby on Monday.
I saw.
I'm completely postpartum.
Yeah, and it was a... It was a shocking, immaculate conception.
No, actually, the birth was like perfect, like went off without a hitch. The afterbirth was the problem.
Oh, I've heard that about afterbirth.
Yeah, the placenta was like the main issue.
Right.
Can I just get right into it?
Dive in.
So,
well, first, let's just say welcome back to the podcast.
100%.
We're going to dive right in. We just started. I'm just going to preface really quick that we are starting an hour late because we had every technical difficulty known to man. But what you will realize and you'll hear and you'll see if you're watching is that we have a much better system going on. The quality all around, thanks to our friends, Evan, who is here in New York with
our
me.
Friends, Evan.
Well, and Izzy, the whole team at TMG, Grace, everybody that worked so hard to get this. And we're making
so grateful to them. Loves of my life.
This is what Louis Armstrong was talking about when he said one small step for man, but one big step for BNC listeners. Do. Okay, so we're moving and we're growing. And speaking of growing, Brooke, you gave birth to a full grown adult man. Like
genuinely
what, 2 days ago?
On Monday, yeah, 2 days ago. And so that, like, forgive my like mood today because I've just been like I've really gone through it. Basically I have been wanting a sibling for John for quite a while because leaving him alone in my home, it's like a knife to the heart every single time. Like, I just, he's like restless and he just like is so clearly needed a sibling. So I was so excited and ready, and still I'm very excited about giving birth to another child. It happened pretty quickly. I reached out to a rescue, Friends of Normie, which is like the best, truly the best cat rescue in LA, could not recommend enough. And then was immediately just like set up with my new baby the next day. His birth name was Romeo.
Oh, cute.
Because he has this little heart on his chest. He's a tuxedo, like his brother, like his little brother, John. He's 10 months. John is 6 months.
Oh, wow.
So he's an older brother. Yeah, but he is just, I'm not like...
Quick turnaround on a young mama.
Quick turnaround. He is the most cuddly, affectionate. Like, he can't get close enough to you. He's constantly nuzzling. He's just the sweetest boy. And up until recently, I was under the impression that John was also just like the sweetest boy. And of course, he still is. But because they're both so sweet, you really are supposed to keep cats separate for a bit before introducing them. But I was talking to Romeo's foster mom, and we were like, well, if they're both just like the most friendly, sweetest boys who both have previously loved other cats, like without really needing any space, let's see what happens if we just kind of intro them right away. So brought Romeo home, kind of let him loose. John was very curious. Romeo went under the bookshelf. John followed him, and it was like a very precious moment of John being like, hey, come out of the bookshelf. Like, I love you, my big brother. It was so tender, so sweet. It lasted for 10 minutes until John, like, I've never heard a human make this noise. It, like a blood-curdling, guttural scream. Okay. So that was definitely alarming, and then continued just like screaming and screaming and screaming and screaming. So now Romeo has his own setup, his own room. He's doing great. But John has been a little bit tough, just kind of like with the screaming and, you know, haven't been able to sleep because of it, which is totally fine. New mothers don't sleep. But yeah. He's getting better. The screaming is becoming a lot less frequent. We had one more small meeting. John did pretty okay. So yeah, I'm hopeful, but the last 2 days have been a little bit rough. But things are on the up and up. I'm hopeful. I'm just tired.
Was the sound, I feel like I kind of heard like the beginning of the sound you Snapchatted me on. It's like...
I have a really mild version
of it. You know what I mean?
It.
Try to do it. Try to show us what it is.
It's just a guttural scream.
Show us what it is.
I can't. I literally, it's not reproducible. That's the whole point.
Like that? Or is it?
I'm saying I have a version I could play
like
you.
Like that?
I have a version I could play you. But it's not this, though. This was like very mild. That's the toy.
Sure.
Hold on. That was a very mild, like, that was almost like a friendly version of it.
I didn't even hear it.
Oh. Did you really not?
Mm-mm. I heard, like, Sody talking or something.
Oh, okay.
Talking.
But things are looking up. I've been going back and forth between names. Romeo really is such a darling and sweet name, especially because he's such a little lover boy. But I just wanted to name him myself, I think. And I wanted something that kind of goes with Jonathan, like the vibe of like a human name.
Yeah.
So I've been diddling with Robert.
Oh, like just randomly you pulled that out of a hat?
It's a family name.
Yeah.
It's Pop-Up's name. It's my great-grandpa Robert's name.
Right.
Noah's middle name.
Susu's husband's name.
Uncle Rob. Susu's husband's name. Exactly. So I've been liking Robert. I've also been calling him Bob a lot.
Bobby
and John.
Cute.
Bobby and Johnny.
Yeah.
I've been calling him Bert, Rob.
Bert, Bobby.
You can
Rob.
Really call him anything with Robert. Beep, so I kind of like Bob, Robert and Jonathan. So that's kind of where I am now. I was fiddling with Chip for a second.
I like Chip.
Chip from Chip on My Shoulder Industries from Legally Blonde the Musical.
Oh, okay.
But I've been liking Robert more, Robert Sartorius.
You're going with that?
Yeah. Because he like sharts nonstop. And so Tristan came up with Sartorius, which I like the way Robert Sartorius.
Oh, it just reminds me of Jacob.
Jonathan Marie and Robert Sartorius. That's Sartorius. This is Shart-torius.
Right. It's so similar.
But like, I would just think completely different when you break it down. Shart.
I actually think it's maybe just even just one letter different, which would make it feel like I was living with Jacob Sartorius.
Change the meaning. It changes the meaning.
You're right.
Yeah. So I'm leaning towards Robert Sartorius. Bob, Bobby, Rob.
But you can't go wrong, because what's going to happen, just like with any other animal,
is
like
stink bug.
Just like any other pet that you have, like you can name it. You can literally name it whatever you want.
Totally.
But by just the evolution of language in a home, 1 year in, your cat will be named like Brick House or something.
Yeah.
It's like, why do you call your cat Brick House? Well, like how Max, I told you when he was running into the road that one time and I was going, poop,
yeah,
poopy, poopy, poop, poop. Yeah. And they were like, why are you? I was like, that's my dog, Max. And
no,
they were like,
totally.
Why are you yelling poopy? And I was like, I don't know. Like, you don't live in my home. You don't know how we got here. And I kind of don't know how we got here.
Oh, yeah. I've been calling him Shart a lot, too.
Well, I was like dogging on you for naming him Shart. And I just admitted that I called Max Poop. And Poop.
Yeah. I didn't name him Shart. His middle name is Sartorius.
Well, you'll probably end up calling him Sharty or something.
Yeah. He does stink. I love him so much. He really is just good stinky.
Does he smell like poop?
Hmm? Well, he has a bit of an upset stomach right now because like new food, new home, nerves. Don't worry. I'm keeping an eye on it. But yeah, John had the same thing. So he's definitely he doesn't smell good, but he's the love of my life. The second love.
Is it him that doesn't smell good or is
it's what's coming out? Yeah.
Oh, but does he smell bad?
Well, what's so interesting, and this is something that I see so much on cat talk.
Does your cat smell bad?
No, his sharts smell bad. But
sharts are in the litter box or is he sharting on your
bed? His sharts are in the litter box.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm so used to my robot that kind of sweeps it out right away. And he also doesn't cover his, this is disgusting, but he doesn't cover his poop with the litter. Like he just lets sit there, which John covers, which I can appreciate. I wouldn't say a bad word about Shart.
He probably doesn't want to get his feet near the mess.
Yeah.
The smell of cat poop is so gross.
Yeah. Thing about cats, which is so interesting, is they smell great. Like they smell like detergent, like a baby angel because they're cleaning themselves constantly. But their mouths and their tongues that they're cleaning themselves with smell like the fish market sat outside for 18 days at the bottom of the ocean.
Okay.
So it doesn't make sense.
You know what? There wouldn't be a fish market at the bottom of the ocean. I just want to flag. I know what you're saying, but I know the smell you're talking about because my cat used to smell
like that.
Yeah,
he smells fishy because he eats fish.
My cat, we changed her food.
Yeah.
And she stopped smelling. But she was an indoor-outdoor cat, so she didn't really want to be close to our face.
Yeah.
Certainly didn't sleep next to my...
Oh, no. Both of my cats are kissers, like licking my face. Yeah. Well, I haven't been able to sleep with him yet, which breaks my heart because he's so cuddly. But I don't think he's a sucker like his brother.
Well, he's grown out of that phase. I'm sure the sucking phase.
I don't.
You know what's funny?
What?
You know what I was thinking about? R.E. sucking?
What?
How you're a sucker. R.E. water bottle. And you kind of like genetically gave that to your boys.
OMG.
It skips generation because obviously Shardy doesn't have it, but Johnny do.
Yeah, Johnny has it big time. Johnny's been so good.
Johnny be sucking.
But I'm very proud of John's progress that John has made with his big brother. You can just tell. And then there's also these cat diffusers that you can get and plug in that are like supposed to ease the tensions between cats. So everyone's like, get one and plug it in the room that they're in. I got eight, plugged it in every single outlet in my house. So
good.
I have high hopes for today. I'm not going to rush it, but I am pretty antsy to get Sartorius out of that room.
I think it's just, yeah, you said it already, getting used to your new environment. If you put a fish in a new environment, it just dies, you know? So it's nice that cats are able to work through it.
Yeah, and I feel guilty that I made the mistake of introing them right away. But I've truly, like when we had to evacuate, John was with four other cats. I mean, he was the belle of the ball. He was having a blast. And when we went to Florida, he was great with my cousin's cat right away. But I guess it's because it's his space. I should have taken that.
I was going to say, he's probably
territorial. I should have taken that into account. But also, Patrick's dog comes over a lot, Skipper. And maybe it's just because he's a different species. Don loves Skipper. I think he must know deep down this is deeper.
This is my roommate.
Yeah. But
well, that's cute.
Yeah, I mean you still haven't met John, but you will love.
No. Well, I'll meet him when I'm there, and not next week, the week after.
Yeah. But when they start cuddling, my God. And they look the same but completely different.
Cute.
Because Shart has short hair.
Shart has short hair.
Sartorius has short hair and John has long hair.
I like that when people talk about their cats, they're like, oh my God, that is so orange cat vibes. I'm like, well, what? Like,
it's true.
It's such a different language. This is such a tuxedo cat thing. I'm like, okay.
What is so insane to me is if you asked me 7 months ago, I would have said, I'm not really into cats. Not really a cat person. Now I would hurl my body in front of a bus for either
of them. Yeah, and it's so weird because it's not like you to have these like obsessive...
It's not.
Obsessive.
It's not.
Things to obsess over.
It's really not.
So this is out of character for you, but it's cool to see you in like an uncomfortable, like you got out of your comfort zone with felines, and that's special.
I do.
And not only once, but twice.
Twice.
You got a little family happening
over there. I have a family.
There.
I really am, you know, and you feel this way with Max. I'm sure like they're going to meet our kids. Should we be blessed?
Yeah.
With fruits of our loins.
The fruits of our loins.
But
yeah, I've been thinking about getting, it seems like all of a sudden, and I bet like this is what it's like to be in heat. Well, no, I bet this is what it's like to like, what's it called when you're like, I'm going to get, I just have noticed a lot lately that everybody's
feel like you're going to get pregnant.
Yeah. But I don't think I'm going to get pregnant. I don't know.
You
it's just this
like,
thing where I'm like,
okay,
is everybody pregnant?
I'm not like, experiencing that.
Oh, like you probably will today after I put this out there. But like, I forget. I think in Chicago, when I was in Chicago, I was like looking around a restaurant. And I was like, am I at like...
Oh, you mean just in general, not like people you know?
Yeah. I felt like I was at like a restaurant called Third Trimester. Like everyone was about to pop. I was like, we're about to have like a situation. We're like, is there a doctor here? Type thing.
Oh, I haven't noticed that, but I'm sure I will now that you said something.
You will now. You'll be hyper aware. I have a question.
Yeah.
At what point, if you heard that, say, like, if you heard, is there a doctor here? If you were not even a psychologist, like, technically you have your doctorate. You can also be a doctor of, you can get your doctorate in, like,
advertising. My dad's a doctor.
And what is his, I forget what he does.
Mathematics.
Yeah, so at what point are you no longer, like, I'm not going to raise my hand on a plane if you yell for a doctor because I'm a doctor of math.
I think you just know. And if you don't, there's something wrong.
Like,
that would be a
imagine,
chip on your shoulder
imagine,
missing.
Imagine a narcissist on a plane. Like, yeah, I'm a doctor. And then they're like, okay, cool. Like, give him the Heimlich. He's like, oh, I'm a doctor in math.
Yeah, that would be someone who has I agree, like some sort of like personality disorder or something like that. Because you know what someone means.
Someone's having a seizure. Ask me to divide something.
Yeah, no one's
Come
screaming
on,
for
do it.
A PhD candidate.
I could just see that. Oh, that's a perfect Curb Your Enthusiasm episode. I am a doctor. Like,
well,
I
that's
am-
like an ongoing bit in Friends kind of with Ross, like...
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Constantly
okay,
like, insisting that he's a doctor. Which,
parallel thinking much. Yeah. So has he done that? Like, did he ever stand up and be like, I'll take it?
I don't think there was that scene that you're describing, but there was definitely, I can't repeat it, but I'm seeing a conversation in my head that happened between like Ross and Rachel, and Ross being like, I'm a doctor, and Rachel being like, yeah, I'll call you when like something like that, something flip.
Yeah, when we need to like, yeah, when we find a fossil.
Yeah. Ross, you know, is a funny name for a cat.
Oh, something to think about. I do think that cat looks like a Ross. So
really, but his bow tie is like Robert. He's a bow tie, by the way. He was born with his bow tie on.
Totally Ross vibes to have a bow tie, but something to consider. No harm in having options.
Also, the thing about Ross is that it could be a nickname for Robert.
You could go Ross because cats hiss and stuff, which is fun.
I think I will end up calling him Bob mostly.
Did you know I was on a plane and they like several times, one time someone genuinely like fell forward, neck down, like, and I was like, oh, this person's dead. And it was next to me and they were like medical professional, but I was in the window and he's in the middle. So like, I couldn't even like sneak out like, oops, excuse me. I'm just going to like, let me get out of the way here. This person might be dead. And everyone else cleared like aisle in front of me, like row in front of me, row behind me, but I'm in the window and I didn't want to, like, they were like, just stay there. Like, don't step over him.
What was happening to him?
He had like a stroke and we landed the plane. We had an emergency landing and I was like, oh, he's fully dead and I'm stuck here. And there was randomly like four doctors on board.
I'm going to be completely honest. I would also have a stroke and I'm not just being dramatic. Like I would, my brain could convince my body to do that in that situation.
My dumb ass like looking around like, oh my God, this is like a good, oh, where are we? I wonder. And then we're like above the clouds. So it's just like, there's nothing even to look at outside.
Nothing but to look at. Nothing to look at.
Nothing to see
you
here.
Couldn't see the ground. You could not see the ground.
Oh, Brooke. Oh, stop. Okay. I want everyone that DM'd me and said, I saw the ground my whole way from here to here. By the way, I screenshotted like 9 of them. Everybody's seeing the ground.
I know. I was wrong. No. But I've never seen the ground.
Well, I sit window but like every
that's a
flight.
Good, that's a really good reminder that just because you haven't experienced something doesn't mean it's not true. So thank you. And I want to take that and also say that I've been getting a lot of DMs thanking me for bringing awareness to DOMS, because everyone's saying, wow, I thought you were like being dramatic before and I thought I had DOMS before when I just had sore muscles. But no, this is an entirely different beast. Thank you for letting me know so that I didn't freak out when I was experiencing this tremendous amount of pain. So just want to say, because you haven't experienced DOMS, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Just like how I haven't experienced seeing the ground.
Well, I may have experienced symptoms of DOMS called muscle soreness that happens after
I may have experienced DOMS. You haven't. I'm telling you, Connor, I've gotten so many DMs being like, I thought you were being crazy. Like I've had sore muscles. Like I've had delayed sore muscles. That is not what DOMS is. You cannot.
I'm
going to
keep
move.
My mouth shut.
Okay.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut on that.
Nice.
Epic. One of those is like, I saw the ground my whole flight. Like that's just like a fact of what happened. And DOMS is just like so personal to people that like it might not exist outside of their head.
Wow. I hope that like Jay Shetty clips this and uses it for like a little gaslighting moment.
Before you learned that you couldn't see the ground on flights, you had me call my sister.
Yeah, I was calling in a professional.
Right. I want a doctor. I want to call a doctor and ask about DOMS.
I do too.
Okay, let's just leave it there for now.
Okay.
Then. Because like we, you didn't sleep.
Next episode, we're having a doctor of applied mathematics on this podcast
to talk about delayed onset muscle soreness.
Yes, I agree.
Can I stop saying RE? That's just not. I don't even know what it means. What does it mean?
Like
In reference to, is that what RE is? Like
that's how I would use it.
Okay.
Cool. Like re, I think of it like re, like, oh, replying re. To, like.
When I hear the word re, I think re, because that's like when they call a hog in, you know, they do the pig calls. Re, re. I'm glad that I have neighbors and I just got here. Did you know there was a flight that just happened recently and someone died and they finished the flight and someone was sitting dead next to these people?
Yeah, I did know that.
Like, Can we read that article? Is that okay? Because I didn't look into it and I wanted to talk about that on here. Couples, I think they sued the plane.
I think
Brooke, I have another thing for you. Okay. Just wait really quick. I just want to read this. An Australian couple have spoken on the traumatic moment the body of a dead passenger was placed next to them.
They were traveling. Placed next to them.
Okay, that's different than someone dying.
What's worse? I think that's worse.
And at least the airline apologized for any inconvenience or distress that they may have caused. Okay, can you move over here, please? I said, yes, no problem. Then they placed the lady in the chair I was in. Okay, she moved to a seat nearby and said ambulance and officers. Okay, so what, they just landed the normal plane and had her move next to the body?
She was quite large and they couldn't get her through the aisle. So that's tough.
Okay, well, it's the duty of care at the end of the day. I don't think I would be affected by a dead body that much, but that being said, I have
that.
I know.
I think that would like really mess me up.
Just, I do say that.
To be sitting next to them, a vessel that used to house life and now just doesn't.
Okay. Yeah. You're doing it to me. You're doing it for me right now.
Just, it reminds you of your own fleeting mortality and that you're just a vessel and you're nothing without like whatever life is. And it could just go out. In 1 second, you're alive, and the next, you're not. So I think I'd start going, like, spiraling.
Like nuts?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to something less heavy. Did you see the woman that was asked to move so that a mom could sit next to her kid? And she said, no, I paid for this seat. And so the mom started filming her and posted it.
No, I did not.
This woman wouldn't move. And the woman that wouldn't move sued the woman that filmed her and posted her unconsensually and the airline and won.
Good. Honestly.
Good.
Good.
The nerve of some people. I'm sticking with that, by the way. I got some people being like, you think you're better than a child sitting with this kid? You know what? Pay for the seat if you want to sit next to your kid.
How old was the kid?
Well, it was two kids. I moved, by the way. I don't know about this one. Would you ask someone to move so you could sit next to both Romeo and, or sorry, Jonathan and Chart City?
Yeah.
USA?
Yeah, I would. I still get angry thinking about that woman when I was on the plane with John, just looking at him and going, ugh, I hate cats. Thank you. That's really helpful for everyone involved right now. And just sweet. Also, I have a new tick. I don't know if you caught it.
Caught it?
Yeah.
Why'd you say it like that?
Nice.
No, you've had that for a while.
It's getting worse and it's louder.
I was going to say, I'm even seeing it in your comments online.
Yes. Nice. But I don't want people to think I'm being rude. It's just a tick. Because people thought I was being rude when I kept saying thank you for letting me know. But that was a tick. Not tick. I shouldn't say tick. A habit.
It just is what it is.
You know, it's just something I can't stop doing. Nice.
Nice. Okay, well, whatever. This woman won the lawsuit.
It was just a kid.
Okay, it was just a kid. So luckily, the mom that filmed that woman and posted her online is trying to stay anonymous here. That totally makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was on a plane. First of all, last episode.
You have been back and forth. Like, where have you been since the last episode? Like two different continents?
First of all, like, count how many times in the last episode I was just like, hey, just so everybody knows, I gotta run. Like, I gotta get to the airport. Should have plenty of time to get to the airport. No worries.
Which airport?
That was the issue.
Yeah.
I went to LaGuardia on accident.
LaGuardia?
I had to go to...
That's a sweet name for a cat.
LaGuardia.
Gert. Oh my God, Gert. Cute.
Gert is, thank you for bringing that up. That's what I had growing up, gastro intestinal reflex disorder, disease.
Oh my God. Also, whatever. Cute name for a cat. Sorry. Dom, as in Dom's, as Dom in Dominarella.
That is, oh my gosh. And speaking of Dom,
sorry, go
love
back.
That you brought it
yes,
up.
Go back. Go
love
back.
That you brought it up.
I know.
Well, Dom, our boy. Okay, we'll talk about him in a second. Okay, we'll talk about him in a second. It's fine. So New York is one of those places where if you say like New York, or if you type in an airport even, New York to blank, it gives you LaGuardia, Newark, which is in Jersey, and JFK.
Yes.
And if you're not paying close attention, it will just be like, here's the best flight for you. And it's not LaGuardia, or it's not Newark. It's not JFK. It's just like one of the three.
I always go to JFK, which is the worst.
JFK is the worst, confirmed. Newark is my favorite.
Yeah.
LaGuardia is nice, but it's just too big. Like, I don't know who decided, let's like put an entire shopping mall in the airport so that once you're through security, you need to walk about 2.5 miles to 3.5 miles to your gate. Because like once I was in the airport, I was like, oh, I'm so fine. I'm just like lollygagging, like, oh, duty free cigarettes. Maybe I'll get some.
You were lollygagging?
Maybe I'll get some Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime Caribbean Rum for my troubles. No, I wasn't really lollygagging, but I was like, oh, I'm late. Also, I get to the airport and I have enough time. I wait through security, get to the front. They're like, your boarding pass doesn't match like the flight that you're... I switched my flight, basically. And it was I was going to Canada. I was going to Edmonton to go to McEwen University. And that's in Alberta, by the way. If you didn't know.
I didn't.
And yeah, no. And I, so they sent me back out of security to go change my flight at the ticketing desk. And the woman was like, you're not going to make your flight. I was like, so she had to you know what changed? Sorry. Okay. I know what changed. Sorry. I know what to say.
Okay.
My Celsius hit me just now. Like in such a crazy way. She was like, well, you said you were going to check your bag and then you didn't check your bag. And I was like, I didn't check my bag because you guys require 2 hours pre-boarding for me to check my bag. That's why I took it. And they were like, well, that's why your tickets don't match. Because you didn't check your bag. I have to rebook you without a checked bag. I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
So
what airline was this?
Air Canada.
Sometimes are you sure that happened?
I promise. Because I was like sending pictures to everyone being like, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. Anyways, I run all the way to the gate. They're like, obviously you didn't make it. We'll book you to Toronto tonight. So I spent the night in Toronto. And then I went to the next morning.
Via plane?
Via plane, which was actually only an hour and a half. It was
if it were me, I'd call it.
Well, I had a show.
Yeah, I know. You're a good boy. I would say, thank you so much. Can't do it.
I've never missed a show yet.
Good job.
But I flew to Toronto, spent the night at the airport hotel, and then at 7 a.m. the next morning, I flew to Edmonton.
How long is that flight?
It was like four hours.
What? Oh my heavens.
It's truly like I landed and I was like, oh, I'm not in the right place. Like there's no way. It's completely flat. It's like tundra, snow. And then you enter a city and I was in the right place and it was really fun. Loved them. And then I took the red eye that night to Miami, which was a long flight. And I had to connect.
Yeah, how long is that?
I had to connect through Atlanta, which is just a special experience. Because when I did the show, went straight to the airport from the show. And then I didn't realize we're connecting in Atlanta. Luckily, because it's an international flight, I had to land in Atlanta. My bag is checked. I had to go get it from baggage claim, go out through customs and security and go back in through security and get on another flight to Miami.
I don't know how you operate, truly.
It was fine because it was an amazing weekend in Miami. I went to the Miami Open, the tennis tournament. And then randomly, the Unwell Network, the Alex Cooper's network, I saw Grace O'Malley's story and I was like, oh, what are you doing here? And they're like, oh, we have like a spring break trip for all the unwell people. And so I invited myself to all of that.
Izzy, we should do that spring break trip.
Wait, yeah. We should do a spring break trip and we can let's all go to Edmonton. It was really easy to get there.
Yeah. My ancestors are from Canada.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They went from Canada to Boston?
No one's from Boston.
Philly, I mean, sorry.
I think so. At least my great grandpa, not great grandpa Robert. Great grandpa Louis. Thank you. Louis for a cat.
Louis is a cat's name, by the way. Like,
yeah, but it's almost like too common.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Anyways, I had a great time in Miami. So I did the thing, which is crazy that as an adult man, I like forget how the sun works. Because I wanted to do that thing where you have like a base burn.
Mm-hmm, I'm familiar.
But then I was like, I like walked down the beach when I got there and I laid there and I was like, it's like windy and cold. Like, this sucks. I'm so embarrassed. I'm just not going to put sunscreen on.
Mm.
If you touch my, you could grab the back of my head and you could sand down an old car for it to be repainted with my cheek. That's how rusty crusty my face is right now. You can't really tell because I'm loaded up on Neutrogena Hydro Boost.
Yeah.
And I DM'd Neutrogena Hydro Boost and I said, I want you to know that I love this product and I use it every day, thinking like, cause it's kind of expensive. I was like, they're going to like send me like a gallon of this stuff because I ran out while I was in Miami. They said,
thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm humiliated. Like, I'm such a bad influencer. And now I wore my heart on my sleeve for Neutrogena Hydro Boost. And they're like, thanks. Like, it felt like I went up to like talk to my crush. Will you get a prom with me? And they're like, oh, that's so cute. That's what it felt like.
You just have to ask, I think.
Hey, I would love some lotion.
Yeah.
Anyways, I went to CVS and bought some, but I like really fuck with Miami all of a sudden. Like,
really?
I haven't had the experience where I like, cause I usually stay at a hotel and it's like really party city, but I stayed at like a really nice, like family hotel and I did resorts. I never like hang out at the resort, but I had so much downtime in between the Miami Open, which by the way, if you catch me at every tennis tournament moving forward, don't be shocked. Love tennis tournaments. So much fun. Miami Open was to die. We need to go. Like, that is something that I want to like travel to and go with a group to. You would love
it. I'll go to Miami for sure. I'll be at the resort.
Brooke, it was so up your alley. They had hand roll sushi, which was the best.
Say
they
less.
Had
I'm there.
Fatty tuna, like hand roll stations where you sit at a bar at the tennis tournament eat hand roll sushi. Oh, it was just so nice. I just really, it was hard to leave.
Wait,
Miami.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but have you been reading? Like, were you reading at the resort?
Yes. How did you know that?
Because you sent me a picture of you reading.
Yeah, I brought my book and I sat in a chair that I rented from...
No way, Connor.
Yes.
I'm really proud of you. Are you enjoying yourself?
Thank you for asking. Would you mind if I went and got my book,
Connor,
really quick?
Don't ever ask me that again. The answer is always yes. I would not mind.
I bookmarked a page to read to you and I'm so glad you said that. Okay, let me go grab it really quick.
I'm so proud of you.
Quick intermission while I grab it.
Okay.
Exactly where it is.
I'm reading this book that is so good. It's called Deep Cuts by Holly Brickley. And I picked it up because the publisher is Crown, who's going to publish Phoebe. And I think my editor also worked on this. So I was like, it'll be great to read one of Phoebe's sisters. It's like too good. It's making me uncomfortable. Like, this woman is so brilliant and smart. And I'm like, wait, how, like, okay. This is maybe less sister, more of a distant cousin of Phoebe, but it's going to be a movie starring Saoirse Ronan and Austin Butler. This it's going to be huge, I think. And it just came out. It's so insanely good. Originally, I thought it to be Phoebe's cousin or Phoebe's sister. It's probably a very distant cousin. Obsessed with it, though. Would recommend. It's like so smart. I almost don't understand it. But sometimes that's fun. When you're like, wow, like, I know this means something really cool. It's not accessible to me right now, but like, I know it's brilliant. Anyway, that's what I'm reading. And now here's Connor. Hey, Connor, all good?
Hi, I couldn't figure out my headphones. Okay. What did I miss?
Nothing. I was just telling people the book I was reading.
Oh, perfect. Look at that. Look at us being a book talk.
I really love the cover too. It's kind of different. Cool. And it's all about music. So that's like the track list at the bottom. And there's like an actual playlist on Spotify that goes along with the book. So you can listen to all the songs that are mentioned. And like, I obviously don't have like a sophisticated music palette. Like, I'm like, this isn't like about Legally Blonde the musical and stuff like that. And I still am really loving it. So.
Okay. Transcend. Out of your comfort zone.
I really am. I was telling everyone this is published by Crown, who's publishing Phoebe. So I thought they were going to be sisters, but upon like reading this and, you know, seeing how like kind of like brilliantly smart, it's really written smart. So it's like more distant cousins.
Real smart.
Real, it's like real smart. Like it's like real intellectual. Like,
okay. So I started my book. But you'll be shocked. I'm 58 pages in.
Honor. That's not nothing.
It's not nothing. I
want you to pretend you're like, you're in seventh grade right now. You're in front of the class and you're doing a book report. Okay. Tell us everything.
Okay. So basically like, this is the book that I said, that I talked about. And I'd said, I got this book because I liked the cover. I saw it in a bookshop and I like couldn't take it with me there. So I just ordered it online and it arrived in my house.
Oh, wow.
And
so you felt really strongly about the cover.
Yeah, I did.
Show and it was,
it's called, well, I took it off so I could travel with it and I wouldn't ruin the cover. So it's just white right now. But it's called Long Island Compromise. And I was thinking like, okay, I'm in, you know, I'm on the East Coast now, Long Island, like it's right there. And so I like know a lot of the locations they're talking about, which is cool too. Like, isn't that a cool color? It's like the,
yeah.
What are those colors called? I don't know.
The primary colors, except for green.
Green.
Yeah. I feel like you like, that is your vibe. Like it reminds me of your merch almost.
Right. That was kind of the idea. Exactly. And so I was like, okay, this will be cool. It's a novel. It's like a story.
Mm-hmm. Did you read the back before ordering it?
No, I thought it'd be fun to just like dive in. And it's at first they give you a lot of characters and stuff. And right away, someone's kidnapped. I'll just tell you that. And it's not giving anything away. So I'm like, oh, this is like a murder mystery, which I love. And then you kind of get in and there's a new chapter and it fast forwards a little bit. And so the new characters introduced, and he's one of the sons of the guy.
I'm just thinking about this being an actual book report. Like in seventh grade, there's new characters. There's a son.
I'm reading this on the plane. Okay.
Yeah.
And I am sitting in the aisle and it's a smaller plane. So the person across from the aisle can read the book. It looks big. The typeface is big.
Okay.
It's large. And so it's easy to see if you're sitting next to someone. And listen, prying eyes, no shame. I'm looking at, if you're scrolling through your phone and I'm sitting next to you on a plane, even if you're watching a different movie than me, my eyes are all over what you're consuming. Mm-hmm. If you're reading a book, I'm reading a couple pages with you. I'll be frank. Now,
did it get smutty?
Out of nowhere, I am not only reading porn, I am reading hardcore diabolical smut.
How did that fit into the kidnapping?
And let me reverse those roles. I'm not only reading smut, I'm reading hardcore porn.
Yeah.
It is one of the sons just basically, here, let me just read.
Are you going to read us a passage?
Basically, fast forward. He's in a hotel room and he's bound and tied up and there are two women that are...
Is this the one that was kidnapped?
No. This is the son that just likes, he's really kinky.
Okay.
The new person stuck a long fake fingernail, the acrylic kind that comes in colors with crystals glued onto them, right up his ass.
Imagery. It had very good imagery.
Good, yeah. It had aroused him to look at those terrible nails, but now that one was up his actual rectal cavity, he was wondering exactly how well glued those crystals were, and also how well glued that nail was, now that he was really thinking about it. And what exactly is the thing you can explain to the ER doctor or a physician's assistant at an urgent care if you needed to have it removed?
I would say that's not smut. Like, that's not made, like, that's not meant to turn you on.
It's
sexual imagery and descriptions. But it's not, like, supposed to make you horny.
I mean, it was just crazy to be reading. I mean, it's just like, what does a pig do? She asked. Oink, oink, he said, reminding him of his kids.
Nice.
I'm like, what?
Oh, good.
No, she's like, lick the carpet. It's just like...
It's kind of like baby girl.
Yeah, and then it was funny because it's so funny. You just made a really good comparison, actually. He's like, I'm sick and twisted in the head, and I'm tied and bound. And then he took all these drugs, I guess, in the morning. And he said he just envisioned the guy who kidnapped his dad coming in, and that's when he came.
Very cool.
So maybe he's
maybe
like
he is a little fucked up in the head.
Yeah, it could be because like I didn't make that comparison. And apologies if you listening to this in public or with your parents or anyone else, that would be, I'm sorry.
I'm going to see what it got on Goodreads, Connor. Because my general rule of thumb, it does not always apply though, is usually like I try to read things that have a 4 and above rating on Goodreads out of 5. That being said, some of my favorite books ever are in the 3s. Okay. Mm. But like if I'm at a bookstore and I'm like, huh, what's this? I've never heard of it. And it has below a 4. I probably won't. Okay. Long Island Compromise, 3.76.
That's not horrible, right? Out of 5?
It's not horrible. People, oh my God, tons of my friends have read it, Connor.
Okay, well,
Ellen,
the
woman I was telling you about who rated Silent Patience said, no, this is for people who've never read a book.
Right.
She gave it 4 stars.
Okay.
That's very good for Ellen.
It's written by the same person who wrote Fleshman is in Trouble, which is a really good TV show.
Yeah. 5 stars from 2 people I trust their opinion. 4 stars from another girl who I trust. Marked one to read by my brother.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm right in the zeitgeist of people that read.
Yeah.
That's out of nowhere. But I will be reading the rest in private. I'm going to read it just in my house, I think. And I'll be reading self-help books in public.
Do you feel like you're going to finish it?
Yeah, I got started. I feel like it would be, I always start books and don't finish them. And it's just making me a little sick to just have all these half-baked things that I'm working through.
Have you tried an audiobook?
It doesn't feel the same.
Yeah.
Because I'll do other stuff and I won't absorb.
Yeah, I mean, me too, but I know it works for some people.
I know.
But I'm really, 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 really proud of you. Like, that makes me so happy.
Thanks. It's a new chapter.
Literally.
I'm trying to think. Oh, my new thing, by the way, this weekend. I'm at the beach, okay, in Miami, like walking down with my book. I'm feeling so good. I post a mirror selfie just being like, yeah, I'm in Miami. Yeah, I'm enjoying my like little time in between stuff because you got to just enjoy some time. You got to fit it in where you can. And I go down, I take a picture, all my DMs, ew, what the fuck? You're wearing flip-flops?
I can't.
What? Ew, ick. What do you guys wear to the beach? Doc Martens? What else would I be wearing? I'm so confused. And then everyone was like, oh, wow, you're wearing Havaianas. You don't know a thing about Havaianas.
They don't.
I guess what? I didn't need Gigi Hadid to be the creative director for me to fuck with. I almost said Benihanas. Havaianas. I love Benihanas, too. Havaianas have been that bitch.
They've always been that bitch.
And now they're going to be expensive.
Good quality flip-flops.
Great quality. They used to be just kind of like easy to get, accessible. They're about to not be because...
You're about to blow them up.
Well, between me and Gigi, we'll see what happens. But it was like the new, like, oh, feet, you're posting feet for free, like, which is just so, like, how?
It's just like, what happens to, like, body positivity? Like, I can post whatever part of my body I want. People seem to forget that when it comes to feet. If I want to post my feet, let me post my feet.
It's also just like...
And it's also, you're the one sexualizing my feet just in the corner of the image in a flip-flop.
I felt the need to defend flip-flops because it's like, it is 82 degrees outside. What would I be wearing to the beach except flip-flops?
I wonder if they would have the same reaction if you were barefoot. And I bet they wouldn't say anything if you were in Birks.
Oh, people want me to be wearing Birks. I just want to remind people that a Birk, when you're in the heat, creates a smell that is almost opaque. It's in an uninvited ghoul of things that you're walking into a fleshy cave when you sweat in a Birkenstock in the heat.
I've not experienced like, that, so.
That's like a clogged in the clogs. Is that what you're talking about?
I've not
the clogs?
Experienced that.
Or the open toed.
What are you talking about?
The clogs.
Yeah,
the
no, Birks. I haven't experienced what you're speaking about. But I genuinely, my feet do not smell.
That's great. That's good.
Yeah.
Mine do.
I know.
Yeah. I told you that story about when me and my friend in high school took an edible on a plane and we were leaving Colorado, like where they were legal. And so we're like, let's take this edible. And we got on the plane and we're both freaking out. Just like, she looks at me at one point I was like, wait, people do this for fun? And I was like, shut up, don't look at me. Everything was like moving in slow motion for me. We got the wrong kind that wasn't like the fun body high. It was like melty, heavy. I'm drenched in sweat. I had to take off my shoes. And she looks at me and she goes, what's that smell? And I go, I had to take my shoes off. Shut up. Like, don't look at me. She started gagging.
Ew, Connor. I wouldn't even share that.
Well, it's fine. It was just like I was sweating and I had to take my socks off.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed. Like, I have good hygiene. When I sweat a lot, randomly my feet smell bad.
Thank you.
I don't have shame in that.
Okay, good. Good. You should try the whole body deo on your feet.
I would be interested in trying that. I've been an outspoken ball deodorant man my whole life, yeah. And that was before they were for sale. So,
yeah, give it a try and let us know what happens.
Oh, maybe I'll put some Lumi on my heel.
Oh, nice.
I don't know what part of my foot
I was
going
to say. I don't think it's the heel.
It's like the actual bottom of my foot, or is it in between my toes? You're grossed out with feet.
I am.
Wow, you're like almost one of these people.
I know I'm not. I mean, I feel like there's a big difference between just like looking at a foot and being grossed out and you talking about the smell of in between your toes. Thanks.
I mean, it's not like if you're sitting next to me and I'm barefoot, you're like, holy shit, what is that? It's
sounds
like when I wear
that based off of what you had described.
No, like it's like when I'm in shoes all day, like it's like if I played soccer in my cleats and I take my socks off and I'm in a locker and that's just like, or if I work out in shoes and stuff, like obviously if you put your head into my shoe and huff, like you might get a little lightheaded.
Thank you.
Oh God, I'm feeling like really not in a safe
No,
space
I mean, obviously
suddenly.
Like that's normal. You know, like people's feet smell. Me?
By the way, I don't want some ogre to DM me and be like, mine smell too. Like, I don't need you. I'm good. Like, I'm okay with my body. I don't need any like reassurance.
I feel good about
my
body.
No one DM me, by the way, and this, like try to relate to me. I do not care. But yeah, so let's move forward. I tried to make a new list about people that I hate, and I was going to make today like a really positive episode, and it just like switched.
I don't speak negatively about anyone anymore. And I rate every book on Goodreads 5 stars now, just in case.
That's like a really dangerous like new life to lead, but if someone has to do it, go for it.
Thanks.
I'm gonna state my blatant opinion unless I'm being paid to do otherwise.
God, I get it.
The worst people in the world. People who don't put their carts back and people that are adjacent to that. I've already been outspoken about people that don't stack their trays at TSA. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. There's that cart, the guy who like lurks in the parking
cart
lot.
Cartnarks.
Yeah, him.
You know who loves cartnarks?
Matt King.
Matt King.
Yeah.
He's just like such, he would be a cart, like yeah. I think if he didn't pop off in other ways, like he would be cartnark.
Totally.
Like Matt King was also always destined to be famous.
I said that to him yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, his voice, just his voice. Like that, it was meant to, it was meant to speak and be recorded.
Did he do theater?
I think he did.
Yeah.
I don't think like intensely, but I'm sure I know that he was in at least a few school plays.
His body yearns for the stage.
Yeah.
I'm being serious.
He was, if he didn't find Vine, he would have found something else. You know, he's the only person in the world where I'm like, yeah, you should have 3 podcasts.
I mean, he thrives on ours when he steps up, like when he's in for one of us. Just always so easy for him. I'm jealous.
Truly.
But so people who don't bring their carts back, people who don't stack their bins at TSA. And I always love that like one martyr that's like, okay, I'll do all of them. Like I try to be that person, but it's like, I'm going to miss my flight to Edmonton. So I need to go.
Yeah.
And I can't only have my shoes off for 2 seconds because people are starting to notice. But people who scoot chairs at like a cafe instead of just lifting them. Are you a scooter?
I'm sure I am, Connor.
Oh my gosh,
like,
the
I'm
way that
sure
you look, the
shit
way that
I am. I don't know what I am, but based off of just like me and you, I'm sure I am.
Oh my gosh, if someone like is pulling their chair out and it's like,
yeah, I would assume like, I would assume I do that, honestly.
I think I'm also really noise sensitive also, so I feel like that might just be like
yeah.
a pet peeve of mine. But that is just like a level of inconsideration at like a cafe or like a coffee shop or at a restaurant.
I think
in
it
public
depends. Like there's a huge difference between like scooting a chair out a little bit so you can sit and like dragging it back a lot and then dragging it back in.
I mean, I wrote that down when someone at a restaurant was they needed an extra chair for their table and they dragged it from one table to the other table.
But I don't think I don't know. I mean, I would have to put myself back in the position, but I don't know if I'd be annoyed if someone just scooted a chair out. Feel like that's like
last time it happened, I was like, I'm gonna say something to them, like Larry David style. Like, I'm gonna go up and be like, hey, by the way, like, it's easy to pick it up.
They might not, were they 4'11?
No, they were a big, tall man.
Okay.
Okay, I wanna do White Lotus before we wrap. Okay. So, I got a lot of stuff. I guess to start, it was a big episode because of the, by the way, just you can end the episode now if you don't wanna hear White Lotus spoilers. Love you though. Completely head over heels. The incest stuff was like the big kicker.
It was definitely a kicker. Like, for example, like Sweet Chili Lime type of kick.
So it was definitely a mouth blowing type of incest that happened.
And when last week I said I don't think the incest piece is that bad, I did change my mind on this week's episode. Thank you so much.
You almost feel. I don't think you have had anxiety in like the longest time, probably.
You don't think but I've had anxiety in the longest time?
Hangxiety.
Oh. Yeah, it's been a minute.
You can almost feel his hangxiety. Like, I can't, but like, it also made me be like, wow, everything pales in comparison to like hooking up with your sibling. There is nothing.
That almost could be worse.
You like, it really, really, really puts things in perspective. Like, and I know it's fictional, but like, definitely that shit happens. And before that part happened, I was like, okay, like what, like, and everyone's gonna get mad at me when I say this, like the makeout was weird, but it's like,
no, that's what I was saying.
Okay, like whatever, like come on, like let's
that
just,
wasn't
like,
the act like it wasn't as crazy out. As I was expecting the makeout, especially because they were both like heavily on drugs and there was no tongue. I don't think.
No, I mean, it was definitely weird. If I was with them, I'd be
I'm
like,
not condoning it, but I'm just saying that wasn't like, oh my god, like
it's fucked up. So I want to say like that was bizarre. Like, I can't believe it got there. What I want to bring up though, however, is the fact this is just a different scene. Belinda.
Oh my god, right? I know exactly what you're gonna say, and I completely agree.
Yes, incest is weird, but walking in on your mom with a man and being like,
should I give you two a minute?
Are you in? Oh, did I walk in on? Oh my god, shut the door!
I literally said, okay, so the theme of this season is incest when that happened.
Like, that was almost like, at least those two were on Molly when they like made out, but like, you just walked in, hesitated, and then, by the way, the son coming in and being like, uh-oh, you in the middle of something, mom? I would have found the gun.
Connor, I was going to say
that. Hidden in the resort and been like, why the fuck did you stare at me when I'm naked with another, like with a man? I'm your mom. Get out of here. And then at lunch,
debrief,
be like,
debrief.
I'm just happy you're getting some. Oh my God. If I say, I mean, I don't know. Like, you probably, okay, you have divorced parents. Would you be like happy that your mom is getting some? Like, I don't know.
No.
Like, I can't picture saying that to my mom. But then I was thinking, like, I would, in so many words, you know, if like you didn't, would you be like excited that your parent is moving on? Like, maybe like that, I'd be like, oh, I'm happy you're having fun.
I guess if it was
like
a very different dynamic of like single mother who like spent her whole life like caring for me and never cared for herself, it could be different. But even then, I wouldn't linger.
Stare at
even
her
then,
in bed?
I wouldn't linger.
Yeah, that was almost like up there with the makeout, not the touching. And then, do you have anything else on that?
I just agree that I was like, this is like just as abnormal.
I couldn't
look. As the brothers kissing.
I couldn't look. And it really dragged out that scene.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
The next one, I mean, again, the father, just about, I can't ever remember any of their names, but like everyone seems to know all the names. The dad, just being about to kill himself and imagining all the scenarios.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, this that has been affecting me in a way that's just like mind blowing. The acting of Parker Posey and what's her face when they find him, unbelievable,
so good.
And I thought it was interesting how like he didn't, when he pictured like the scenario of being found dead, like he didn't picture the sons. Obviously, they're on that boat, but like I thought it was funny that he didn't even like he flashbacks and like he doesn't even think that they would even be there. Mm-hmm. And then he goes to the monk to talk about everything. And the monk is kind of like, you know, death is awesome. Like it's like relaxing and great and like you're home. And the fact that that should be such a great sentence, except when the guy tried to kill himself this morning, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And
right. is thinking, how was he and to is, know?
And is now romanticizing taking out his whole family. And then the wife being like, yeah, I don't know. I could never be poor now. Like, I would rather be dead. And he's like, okay, now I'm going to take this woman with me. We're all going down into the ocean of group consciousness now.
But there's no way he's dying.
No, I think he's going to be killed by like one of the sons. Like, I think the young Loch Ness monster, what's his name? Lochte? Ryan Lochte? What's his name?
Lachlan.
Lachlan, got it. Lock and Key is probably going to just lose his mind at the end of the episode because he's having, when they were meditating, had the flashback, and now he's realizing, oh my God, I did that.
I thought that he knew, like when they woke up, like I was like, he knows what he did.
I know. I think it was just like typical blackout. Like you like have random memories and you're like, am I like imagining myself having done that? But then that like must have just stayed with him and was revisited because of the meditation.
Ooh, it's so bad.
It's like mind blowing and really did something to my stomach that I have not experienced in a long time. I was just like, oh, I'm going to kind of like freak out too.
Yeah. Very unsettling.
Yeah. Really uncouth. I was freaking out with that. And then, the three women.
Yeah.
Thoughts on the three women.
I just want to say really quickly that the guy who plays Valentine doesn't look like himself. Like him in real life doesn't look anything like Valentine.
Oh, did you do a little Google?
No, he came up my For You page. I was like, and he was talking about being in this season of The White Lotus. And I was like, who is this?
Oh, wow.
And it's literally, he just doesn't have the facial hair. But Connor, he looks,
oh my God.
Right? He doesn't look like him. Like it's a different person.
Oh.
That's him.
Oh, wow.
That doesn't look like the guy in White Lotus.
That's handsome Squidward.
That's not the guy in White Lotus. I don't know what, it has to be more than just no facial hair.
He kind of looks like someone who would have hatched. Like not, he wasn't born, he hatched, yeah.
Interesting.
And don't have me explain that. That's just a vibe I get.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't look like Valentine.
Well, speaking of Valentine, I'm going to read off a tweet that I just think it's funny. So obviously I missed the part, and I think you explained it to me when Jacqueline, which is the only name I know out of the whole show, she's the one who's been like the normal, like not as successful one.
No, Jacqueline is the actress.
Oh, who's the other one?
I want to say Kate. Kate is Leslie Bibb, right?
Oh, I'm not talking about Leslie Bibb. I'm talking about the other.
Carrie Coon.
What is her name? In the show. Why is it so hard? Like the characters themselves are memorable, but their names are not. They should have done a better job with that.
Lori.
I have new thoughts about Lori. Okay. My favorite thing is Jacqueline kind of said, you showed me that Jacqueline was like, I think you explained this to me last episode. Like Jacqueline was like setting her up the whole time and then ended up hooking up with Valentine.
Right.
And I didn't even understand. Like that didn't even click for me that like that was not cool. And then
so fucking annoying.
I was just like, oh, okay. Well, like, and this is, I finally saw the sentiment that I was feeling. Bitch is mad at this, but like, if I offer you a plate and you let it get cold, I'm gonna start to nibble on it. No shade, scoot over, ho.
Yeah, I guess like, just like would have been like, okay, if you're not gonna eat it, I will.
That's what
it just like.
She did that.
Like, it feels shady that she didn't say that.
I hate Lori. Like, I hate Lori. I think she's always felt this way. She's always felt like she loathes these two women and their success. And she seems like she's always been miserable. And it's like this thing where she's on this trip. She obviously came into it with a bad attitude. She accepted a free trip from her friend. And now she's just got this like...
The thing about
holier than thou attitude
her that I love.
Like, I'm normal. I'm normal. I'm normal. I'm not a celebrity. You're a celebrity. Like you're, and it's like, why are you acting like she just acts like better? I don't know. It's weird.
Well, the thing about her character that I love is that we know nothing about her life pre-White Lotus, but you can just tell how miserable it is.
Yeah.
You know, just based off of the way she acts.
Yeah.
Did you see the theory that she's Portia's mom?
No. Why? All the theories I see are like this person. The theory I just saw was that Greg is Walton Goggins.
I saw that as well. They're the same age.
They are the same age. And then I saw that the woman that works there and is like having that romance with, Mook with, what's his name? Gay Talk. She, you know, she's a huge pop star. She was in Blackpink.
She's in Blackpink, yeah.
So there's a rumor that she's the daughter of the woman that owns the hotel. And like people are saying it's like too crazy to have someone of her status in this show without making some sort of reference to her being like a real life pop star. And I think that'd be funny if she ends up being the daughter and then Greg ends up being the dad. Also, Jacqueline, whoever plays her character, IRL, went into an interview and said, what, you guys think the monkeys did it? Like, no. What are you talking about? That's insane.
Also, she's 48, which I can't stop fixating on. She looks my age.
Insane. Anyways, okay. I don't have any. Well, I have one more thing. I thought it was funny how R.E., the two brothers sleeping together. The first episode, do you remember when Patrick Schwarzenegger's like, can't sleep with your sister. Like, you're a mature genitals. Like, adult children don't sleep together. That's weird.
Great callback. Great callback.
That's one thing about Mike White. He's like a callback king.
He's a callback king.
Oh, also one more thing. I saw a tweet about this. You were right, I think, on this, like, on he's like Mike White is just like playing up all these things about like what is it called? Like stereotypical media portrayals of like different groups. And people are theorizing that he based in some level, the brothers on Call Me By Your Name, Timothy Chalamet and Armie Hammer, based on like their like vibes and like their what they look like.
Oh, that's interesting.
I like some genuine like intellectual would have to look into that further, but like when based on just what they look like, I'm like, oh, I see that.
I could see it based off of what they look like for sure. I'd be curious to read more about that because I'm not sure that I see the parallels.
I'll send you the tweet. I gotta find where I saw that.
Okay.
No, it's just about like, I don't know. I'll find it. It's way more intellectual than I made it sound.
Our whole White Lotus debrief is just like, I saw a tweet.
I don't really have any thoughts. Like,
I don't either. Because every episode ends and I'm just like, huh?
No, when I finish an episode, I go, yawn. And then I get on like Twitter and they're like, wow, that was an incredible episode.
And I'm just like wait, you're right. You are right.
They alluded to so many, like they alluded to Homer's Odyssey. I'm like, oh, did they? I must have missed that.
Yeah.
And I'm genuinely not on my phone during this show because I want to see all the like little references, but I miss them. All right, let's jump to Bone.
All right. I'll see you there.
I'll see you there. And thank you guys for listening.
Thanks,
and
everyone. We'll see you in Bone.
We'll see you there.
Bye. This week on Close Friends.
Like, imagine hating me and I'm just in my room next to my hot pole. Like that.
What? Was that a burp?
No, I was just riveting.
Oh.
I was riveting. I'm trying to attract a mate. You have a heightened sense of smell because you're a wizard, Harry. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn.
and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.